With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Happy Wednesday, donkety donks. I know, it sucks. It's time to wake up and to go to work. We're the Junks on 106.7 The Fan and on NBC Sports Washington. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team today. Happy Wacky Jersey Wednesday. Definitely the last of 2019.
Yeah.
Maybe it's teetering on being the last ever, but you never know.
Did I muscle you into it this week?
No, it's fine. I just have a very small collection of jerseys to dip
it's
into.
It's probably the last one for a while.
Yeah.
You're wearing Crick.
I am wearing Crick, yes.
My buddy Craig Walden, who passed away 15 years ago. In a car accident, loved the Redskins, and number 4 was his favorite number.
That's right.
So that's why he's wearing it. We all have the Crick jersey, and I'm wearing the Jacob Vrana.
Very good. I like that.
It looks
good on you.
Yeah, it's a little small, but
you're,
I like it.
Rocking the red.
It's warm.
Anyway,
it's Wacky Jersey Wednesday.
Seeing you wear that makes me realize that I definitely need to up my Caps sweater game because it's falling behind. It's falling behind the times. Like, I have an old replica with no name on the back. It's just snubs.
Yeah, that's the only one you have?
It's just snubs.
I mean, you're the biggest Caps fan I know.
I know.
You should have 5 or 6 of them.
I mean, I have a ton of Caps, like hoodies and sweatshirts, whatever.
You got to get a Carlson or Ovi. Get somebody. Get a Connor McMichael.
I mean, that's really getting ahead of the curve.
He's going to be a star. You'll be the only one in the country with it.
I like it. I like your selection. You have Jake the Snake Varana.
Jake the Snake's my
lucky
boy.
Number 13.
I did discover him.
You kind of did,
because no one knew who he was until I started talking about number 13.
Really? You discovered him?
Yeah.
Okay.
A couple years ago.
Okay. You know what? I'll give you credit
Valdez
for discovering
Valdez slept on Wacky Jersey Wednesday. He slept.
Yeah, you know what, though? To be fair to him, I think we kind of undersold it. We didn't talk about it a lot.
Well, I did sleep.
You just got to realize where you are
now,
on the calendar.
And then how many days can I wear my Lamar?
Yeah, and if he had worn one, it would have been clearly Lamar Jackson because he's Team Lamar.
Well, I'm not going to change it until they lose. And it's been 9 weeks, so.
You know what? Nor should you. You keep that heater going, Valdez.
It's going to be 10 weeks.
Got to do what you do.
Because they're not losing this week.
According to
Carlos. They're not losing tomorrow.
No. 15.5-point favorites. And, I mean, I haven't checked the line. I don't know if it's moved since then. But they're massive favorites at home.
I think it's still about 15.
And I will give Valdez.
Still no update on Lamar.
I'll give Valdez credit. I saw a quick update on Lamar that he.
Oh, there's an
update. He's saying that he's 100%.
Oh, is he? Okay.
That he's good to go.
All right. So the line's still 15.
And Valdez yesterday was saying, this whole thing about him being questionable is a smokescreen from Coach Harbaugh to keep people from diving at his knees.
I read the tea leaves.
Yes, you did.
And then Earl Thomas coming out saying yesterday that he's noticing defenders are going after his legs a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see if that changes.
You're my trusted Ravens consultant.
They're just planting the seed for all the refs and for the NFL.
Yeah.
Heading into the playoffs.
Now, I was in a panic because I have Lamar in fantasy league, and I know nobody cares. But I was like, do I need to get a backup just in case he doesn't go? Do I try to get Ryan Tannehill?
Who is your backup right now on your roster?
It's that empty chair.
Oh, you got nobody.
It's nothing.
Yeah, you got nobody.
I got nothing. By the way, we're still doing the two-man show today. Believe Pedro is going to sit in with us for the Blitz around 7:40 before he departs for the Army-Navy game
coming up
this weekend. Yes.
And Army's won 3 straight, but Army had a bad year. Their projected win total in Vegas was 10.5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they had high expectations
after
last year, and they won 5 games.
Right.
Bad year. They had some injuries, but Navy had a much better year. We'll talk to Coach Ken. Coach Ken's always great.
Yeah, Coach Ken.
Coach Ken likes to get up early.
He does. So he's going to join us at 6:40.
Yeah.
Coach Ken Niumatalolo But I think that's a pretty good pronunciation. That's pretty close.
By the way, golf clap to Drabby again. Lots and lots of guests. Lots and lots and lots of guests.
This is the way Jason has drawn it up. Yep. This is his nirvana.
Coach Ken, Rick Snyder. We'll talk some Rendon and some skins with him. Dick Vermeil will join us.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the NFL's 100 all-time team series continues on the NFL Network. And he's going to join us at 7:40 to talk about that. Lars Eller. Cakes will interview Lars Eller.
Jason has a dozen questions for Lars.
At 8:45. And then Ryan Spader, who's a baseball nerd, stat nerd.
Yeah.
Host of Best Baseball Podcast with Holden Kushner. Our good friend Holden Kushner.
By the way, massive Caps game tonight in D.C. Capital One. The Bruins come to town.
You got the Bruins Caps. You had the Terps losing at Bryce Jordan last night. I wanted to talk about this yesterday.
They have a hard time winning there.
That's four straight they've lost.
Yeah.
They lull you to sleep up there because Penn State fans don't care about basketball. They don't care about
generally
basketball.
No, but last night they had a good crowd on hand.
It was a good crowd, but it's just not loud. I've been there before. It's just a lull you to sleep type of arena. It's like playing at Sport and Health.
Every game up there is always physical and sloppy,
right?
And there's no real continuity or
no real
flow.
Buzz to it.
Yeah,
they just not just buzz, but it's just like
there's no energy up there.
There's like a lot of whistles. It's a weird place to play.
It really is. The lighting's a little different, but the Terps can't figure out how to win up there.
They can't.
Can't
it's tough.
It. And they couldn't hit a shot in the first half.
I could have told you they're going to lose going into that game based on how they played on Saturday.
Oh, really?
And then when I saw that they were two-point underdogs, number four team in the country getting 2 points on the road to Penn State, I said, well, Vegas knows something. They're going to lose.
That looks fishy. Yep. It looks fishy up there in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, they lose that game. Wizards lose in Charlotte under the total. I didn't play the game over. I played each team total over.
Okay.
When I'm split because Charlotte's was 113.5, went over that. Got by a hook. I'll take it. But, you know, it's a lot to talk about. A lot to cover today, Mr. Allville. I went to the doctor yesterday.
Very good.
I told you I was going to go straight from work to the Minute Clinic.
Right.
Walked in, had an appointment, 10:45, went in there. I do have a sinus infection.
Okay.
And they you called it.
Yeah. Dr. Cakes, I'm telling you. Dr. Cakes gave a pretty good diagnosis.
You said they're going to say you have a sinus infection.
Right.
They're going to prescribe you antibiotics.
Right.
And it's going to be called Augmentin.
Right.
Yep. And that's exactly what I got.
Either that or amoxicillin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of those two.
Well, I think it is amoxicillin, but it's combined with another medication, and it's called Augmentin.
How many doses have you taken so far?
I took one right after I left the Harris Teeter.
Yeah.
And then I took one this morning.
How amazing are antibiotics? Because, I mean, you looked and sounded terrible yesterday.
Yeah.
And in basically 24
I
hours.
Sound better, don't I?
You definitely sound better. You sound and look a lot better.
No, I think it's working.
From
already.
Two doses.
But you have to finish the whole bottle.
Oh, yeah. You can't just stop.
They're the biggest horse pills ever.
Oh, really?
They're about as big as this pen cap.
Right.
So you got to break them apart and, you know, I had to break them apart. They're so
no,
big.
You didn't. You broke apart a pill.
Dude, they're this big.
You're a grown man. You broke a pill in half.
I couldn't get one down. So I had to break it apart.
I've never heard of such a thing.
But I'm on antibiotics currently.
Good. Good.
Which is what I needed. That NyQuil just wasn't working.
Oh,
the Claritin D
but you know
wasn't
what?
Working.
The Augmentin base, and then you sprinkle a little bit of NyQuil or something else on top of it, probably made you sleep good.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
I got a little stuffy, but I slept till about 3.
Okay.
Because yesterday I woke up at 1, and I was just the worst sleep ever from 1 to 4.
Right.
I basically didn't sleep. But it got me to 3 a.m. This morning.
Solid.
So I'm getting there.
Did you panic about the snow, the dusting of snow that's out there?
I did not. Did not.
I think Prince William County gave a 2-hour delay.
Did they really?
Yes. Like last night, they called their shot nice and early.
There's nothing out there.
There's a minor dusting.
I don't think Loudoun will get any delay.
No, I wouldn't think so. Probably not going to happen.
But it was a little nippy this morning, a little chilly, because yesterday was like 60.
Yeah, it was like 31 degrees this morning.
I know. But yesterday, it was fine. It was
right.
Nice. I mean, it was rainy, but it was warm.
That's why everybody's sick. That's why you're sick. That's why I'm nasally. That's why Valdez is sick. That's why Drab T-shirt looks like a zombie walking around here. Everybody's sick.
So there's a lot to get to today. I guess front and center, we should just, the biggest sports story is Garrett Cole. sign him for 9 years, $324 million.
Yeah.
$74 million more than what Strassi signed for.
Does he have any deferred money coming his way, or is all that money just up front?
I don't know if the Yankees defer money. I'm going to guess not.
They don't play that game.
I know that the Yankees brass went out to Newport Beach and went to the some swanky hotel out there in Newport Beach and met with Cole and Boris for about 5 hours.
Okay. That's a long meeting. Now, generally, we hate meetings, but if at the end of the meeting there's going to be $320 million coming to you, that's a meeting I'd want to be in on. Yeah,
they went to the the Fashion Island Hotel in Newport
now,
Beach.
Now I need to covet and look up this spot.
Go, look up Fashion Island Hotel.
It's probably Bazilli.
It was Cashman, Aaron Boone, Michael Fishman, who's an assistant GM, Matt Blake, who's the new team pitching coach, Andy Pettitte. Everyone knows Manny Pettitte, and they had a 5 hour dinner, and they signed 9 years, $324 million.
A 5 hour dinner.
After 5 years is an opt out.
Okay.
But that's $36 million a year. Can you live on $36 million?
$36 million. I think you could get by on
that. Now, everyone thought that. I thought that and I knew the Yankees would be a player, but I thought that he wanted to go back to the West Coast. I thought the Angels would get him, maybe the Dodgers. But they just didn't pony up the cash.
No.
Yankees did. The Yankees made him a priority. They said, we need a pitcher. They haven't won a World Series in 10 years.
The Yankees went big.
They went big. They haven't won since 2009. Now, most teams would love to win every 10 years.
Of course.
And a lot of teams don't even get there. But the Yankees, they can't stand not winning a World Series within a 10-year period.
They want to be in the mix.
So they made him a priority, and they get Gerrit Cole for 9 years, $324 million.
So that slightly eclipses Strasburg's number, his $35 million that he'll
be
pulling
AAV,
in.
Yeah. Now, they signed him for 2 more years, but the overall contract's $324.
By the way,
what
about the getting back money to Strasburg for a second?
Mm-hmm.
He apparently told Boris that he wanted enough money deferred so that the Nats could still field a championship team around him.
Look at him.
And he's reaching out to try to get Rendon back. He's trying to sell him on coming back here to the Nats. So you'd love to hear that.
Yeah.
You know, he's not a me guy. He's a team guy. And he wants to keep the band together that won it all, reaching out to, at least to attempt to keep Rendon here. Now, who knows whether that holds any sort of, you know, weight or
some
any sway. But
some players are just team guys.
Yeah. So good for Strasburg for pitching in and trying to bring Rendon back. Yeah,
I would say most players want their money up front.
Right.
In whatever their contract states.
Right.
But some players, like Max and Strassi, say, all right, defer some money. I can live on whatever
it
is.
When you're in
defer
that,
it to 2028.
When you're
care
in that stupid money category, you have that luxury of saying, you know what? I'll defer $80 million of my payments. I can get that a little further down the line.
Yep. Drabby, 9 years, $324 million for Gerrit Cole.
Hey, that would keep me in New York as well.
That would keep me in New York.
And Drabby, he's gone on record, hates New York City with a passion.
Hate New York,
mm-hmm,
but he got to play for the Yankees. I've always said that.
Yeah.
Given the chance.
Are you surprised that he signed with New York and didn't go back home to?
Well, just from what everyone said beforehand, LA, that everyone else is out of the running. It's going to be the Angels, the Dodgers.
I would love to know what the Angels' best offer was or the Dodgers' best offer. It was probably in that range of 260, 250, 260, 270. But he said, nope, don't want that.
Drabby, how much would Entercom...
By the way, the Yankees drafted Gerrit Cole out of high school.
Did not know that nugget.
Thought the Pirates did.
No, I think the Yankees originally drafted him, and then he decided to go to UCLA. And then Pirates drafted him out of UCLA.
How much would Entercom have to pony up for Drab T-shirt to take over the morning show at the sister station counterpart in New York City?
Here's the appealing thing about New York City.
Yeah.
You can walk out of your house. This is if you live in Manhattan and get something to eat anytime.
That's
right now in my life.
That's true. You would love that.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
I want to eat when I want.
Well, you can
food access at all times.
No, I got to get in the car and drive.
No, you got like a little village center right there next to you.
Limited options.
Okay.
Same three places.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can still walk there and get something to eat. But you're right. If you want to go somewhere different, you got to get in the car.
So it has to be enough money to live in Manhattan.
I think minimum Entercom would have to triple to quadruple your salary.
Definitely.
At a minimum. Because the cost of living in New York is outrageous.
Of course, yeah.
Now, the cost of living in your fancy townhouse is probably outrageous, too, but not. It's not like living in New York City.
I was going to say, it probably costs double to live up there. So you've got to make at least double.
Yeah.
I couldn't raise kids. If I was 35 and had a couple young kids, I couldn't raise kids in Manhattan. I couldn't do it.
You're not a city dweller type?
If I was stupid, filthy rich,
yeah.
I'd like to have a place up there.
Sure.
The only time I went up there during the holidays or, you know, we'll go up there and hang out in Central Park.
We can go hang out at the Slaughtered Lamb together.
Go hang out at the Slaughtered Lamb, get a nice pint of Guinness.
It's like the only bar I know in all of New York City.
But I could not raise a family in Manhattan.
No, it wouldn't be your thing.
Some people love it, though.
Yeah. Drab t-shirt. Loves him from New York City, especially if he's pitching for the Yankees. Big guest lineup today. Coach Kent from Navy on at 6:40. That's pretty soon. Rick Snyder at 7. Dick Vermeil, Super Bowl winning head coach. He's going to join us at 7:40. Lars Eller for all of you puckheads at 8:45. And Ryan Spader to talk some baseball stats at 9:20. When we come back, we'll do the Junkie Sports page here on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Weezer cover of Africa by Toto.
That's right. Strong.
I actually like it, yeah. You got a little chuckle on your face. What's up?
Well, because the Matt and Matt show, they're killing me because I'm asking for some clarification about something that's on the outline.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you would have thought that it's the, I was getting the Spanish Inquisition in there. What? Can I come up with an older reference?
What are you asking about?
There's a story, and we'll talk about it a bit later, about a company that gave its employees like some crazy bonus.
I saw that. The $10 million bucks. It was a real estate company in Baltimore.
Yes.
Right.
Baltimore. Now, the controversy was because the story that was given to me, this one that's crinkled up in my hand.
Yeah.
You know, this may bump the sports page. Okay. Sports page may be happening later.
Well, we can move that. We can move it.
So the story is St. John Properties is a Baltimore-based business.
Chris Mullen.
Yes.
Chris Mullen owns it.
It's a real estate company. Mm-hmm. Apparently, they have an office also in Salt Lake City. That 9 of their employees work in Salt Lake City. So it says Salt Lake City on the byline.
Oh, okay.
On the outline, it says Baltimore. I simply went in and asked Drab T-shirt, hey, did this happen in Baltimore or Salt Lake City? Just asking for a little bit of clarification. And both of those jerks bit my head off.
So are they making fun of you because they think you should know it was in Baltimore?
I don't know. I don't know what the issue is.
First of all, it's been all over the news as a Maryland story.
I'm pushing
this Utah angle and saying, I think we should tell people this happened in Utah. No, and I'm like, what are you talking about?
No, you are recreating history.
Stuff up?
Recreating history over there.
It just happened.
When Cakes gets something something on his brain. He really can't let it go.
It's hard to get
we
it
said
off,
drop yeah. the Utah thing. It's a Baltimore story. Don't worry about this. The
like
byline.
They have nine.
Nine.
Debbie and Reynolds people out there that are selling houses in Salt Lake City, and Kings can't get over it.
Okay, I got you. No, it was on the national news last night. I was watching David Muir on ABC talk about it.
So anyway, Edward St. John.
That's an incredible story.
Edward St. John is, I guess, the founder and chairman of St. John Properties. Uh-huh. They wanted to celebrate the company's recent accomplishment. They developed 20 million square feet of office, retail, warehouse, and other spaces across 8 states.
Wow. That's a big
deal. So they gave an additional $10 million in employee bonuses on top of the bonuses that they already were slated to give to the employees.
I think the average bonus was $50,000. It ranged from $100 to $200. One guy got a $270,000 bonus.
Yeah, the bonuses were allocated by years of service with the St. John Properties, each employee getting the average of $50,000 on top of the company's regular year-end bonus, whatever that is. So you get your year-end bonus. You're like, it's pretty good. It's going to be a good Christmas.
It was a Christmas party.
Right.
And the president of the company got up there on the mic and said, all right, he handed out all these envelopes.
Right.
And he handed them all out to all the employees.
Yeah.
And says, all right, it's time to open up your envelopes. Right. And some people fell over.
I mean, could you imagine going down to whatever the performance space is called now?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what if it even has a sponsor.
What is the performance space called? What's that studio called?
That's what it's called right now.
Performance space. Yeah,
I believe so.
It's called fill in the blank for corporate sponsor performance space.
Oh, okay. All right.
Here off 1015 Half Street. And our company CEO just started doling out big fat bonus checks.
That'd be nice.
I might fall over too.
Yeah.
I got handed a check with 75 grand in it.
The one woman was crying.
Yeah,
she was crying. She probably got $100,000.
Yeah, I mean, that's life altering type of money.
What helps? It's definitely
maybe it's not
life changing.
It's not like you can retire on the spot, but if somebody hands you a check for 60 large at Christmas time,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be pretty excited,
exactly.
Especially when it happens in Salt Lake City. And then you can spend all your money going to a Utah Jazz game.
The guy who got $100, he's bitter when he sees the story of everybody getting $100,000.
I mean, that is an amazing story. You know what? Props to Edward St. John. For spreading the chips around.
Was that was that Baltimore City or was that a suburb? Where was it?
Ask the Baltimore experts behind the glass. Apparently they know. They all know.
It's a Maryland company. That's all I know.
Okay.
No, with an office in Salt Lake. Just want to make that
nine
clear.
Nine people that work
for everybody. For everybody out there.
That was a cool story.
That is a cool story.
Horrible. Do other companies do that still?
I mean, I'm sure.
I know bonuses?
Is that still a thing?
Holiday bonuses?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah,
you know
absolutely.
What? We're gonna ask the people. 800-636-1067. Do you get some sort of holiday bonus?
And then I also want to follow up on that. What's been your biggest bonus?
Yeah, I like
that. I
want
to know what your biggest bonus was at the holidays. That's what I want to know. But yeah, I think companies still do that.
I think it's gone the way of the dodo bird.
Oh, it has? You think
it's
vanished?
Like pensions. You know, that was like a thing in the 80s.
Not many pensions.
No.
I mean, you get pensions, I think, nowadays if you're a teacher, military, policeman. Any other fields where you get, like, pensions?
Well, didn't the state of Maryland cut out, like, significantly cut out pensions for state employees? I know state employees used to get one.
I'm not sure.
Don't you get a pension if you're a professional ball player?
Oh, that's true. Sport, yeah. Athletes definitely get pensions.
They get the pensions when they retire.
Yeah, but the pensions are definitely fading. They're not. I don't think they're uber popular.
But that's a really cool story, though. When I saw that, it was like Drab said, it was a national story. Hit the national news.
Yeah, I mean when you start spreading around
good stories,
you start spreading around $10 million extra bucks to your employees. I mean that's gonna make news.
That story. Came right after the story of the shootout in Jersey City.
I mean, that's, yeah, what an awful story.
Where the two guys killed the police officer and then started, like a heat showdown,
mm-hmm.
the movie Heat, right there in the middle of the street with cops. Six people died.
I read a detail. Didn't the incident start, like, in a cemetery? And then it moved into, like, a grocery store.
Yeah, it was nuts.
It's just terrible. It's awful.
Yeah, that was the lead story on the news last night. Then they got to the feel-good story in New York.
Yeah, of course.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Christmas Vacation. When Clark really needs that Christmas bonus.
Yeah, he definitely needs it. He's overextended.
Yeah, then he gets the Jelly of the Month Club.
Jelly of the Month Club. Then he goes and kidnaps his boss, brings him to the house. It's a whole thing. It's a good plot line. It's entertaining.
Yeah, so we're asking you, all right, do you still get Christmas bonuses? Does your company still hand out Christmas bonuses? And then, if so, what's been your biggest bonus?
Biggest. Need to know the biggest.
I need to know that. What's going on with the phones?
I just don't have the phones.
All right, I got the phones.
I don't have the password. EB usually runs phones.
I'll get to that guy. The guy on hold, he doesn't want to go on the air, or he just hung up.
Oh, yeah?
Because he got a he works for St. John's Property.
Oh, he does?
He got a massive bonus.
Oh, why, he didn't want to go on the air?
Well, why did he call then?
He's giving me information. He did say that someone got a $100 bonus.
Yeah.
That guy's
salty.
He said somebody quit 2 weeks ago, they would have gotten $30,000.
Oh, that's just soul crushing.
And he got around $75,000.
Wow.
I wanted to ask him what he's going to do with it.
So the people that got the $100 bonus, those are obviously the people that just started working there last week.
Probably. Right.
Okay,
the
well, you know what? I don't feel bad for that person. You just started working there. You don't deserve 30K. You don't deserve 75K.
I didn't say I felt bad for him.
What was the criteria for
I think it was years of service.
I know, but for every year, how much did it go up?
I don't know. Doesn't say that.
You said the maintenance guy. There was a maintenance guy that made a ton of money.
Yeah, he was there for 25 years.
It's not by job title or anything like that.
No, right. It's all tenure.
I mean, if they started handing out bonuses around here, I'm looking at two guys right now that I'm looking
almost
at.
Almost 25 years.
That have a lot of tenure here.
Almost 25.
A lot.
Trust me, I was going over my Entercom HR stuff for next year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I realized I've been working with CBS and Entercom for 10 years now.
Yeah.
Seems longer.
It does?
Hey.
I think so.
All I know is if...
Probably because I see your mug every single day.
If the Entercom CEO strolls through that door and he starts flinging out envelopes, if it's determined by years of service, the guys in this room are getting fat checks. But I don't think that's going to happen. I'm pretty sure that's not happening. Now I'm fantasizing.
Let's see.
Which is bad.
People are texting in. One guy says he gets an extra week's pay for the end of the year bonus.
That's solid. You'll take that.
Yeah, it means free money.
Take an extra week's pay.
Guy says 2017 bonus, $5,000. 2018 bonus, $15,000.
Very nice.
Nice.
Very nice bonuses there.
He goes, another guy from 757, Zippy this year. The biggest was $1,400.
Okay.
That he ever got.
That's solid.
So people still get bonuses.
You like seeing an extra $1,400 in your paycheck, the bottom line?
One guy says, my holiday bonus is remaining employed.
Hey, that works too. You'd love to see that. Let's go to... Josh calling from Winchester. What's up, Josh? You're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Joshua?
My company right now does a whole $250 Christmas cash, which is nice.
Yeah.
But one of our new hires worked for St. John's. He quit about a month and a half ago to come to us. He was there 6 years, so he was on the line for $36,000.
Wow.
So he was a little bit grumpy yesterday coming to work.
I bet he was.
And my biggest was $23,000, and that was end of year. That comes holiday time, but just got to end of year bonuses.
Man, you love that $23,000. So is this the first year that St. John's has done this?
I don't know.
Yeah, first year. Ever.
First year, right? Okay. Because obviously,
they met a goal of twenty million square feet of warehouse and office space, and that was one of their goals. And he made a bunch of money, and so they haven't paid the employees out. So. Yeah, all his buddies were texting him from the Christmas party saying, you just missed out on this.
He's so salty. He deleted those texts with the quickness. Thank you for the call. Can you imagine? You leave that gig. You leave 36K on the table. Rick.
Let's go to our friend Thomas C. Mooney.
I can only imagine what this bonus is.
Hello,
Mr.
Counselor.
Mooney.
Counselor, what's up?
Gentlemen, what's happening?
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Headed into the courthouse. Big day of trial today. Getting ready for the holidays.
Hey, Tom, tell everyone, what's your current big trial? You have a big rape trial, correct?
Yeah, it's not naming names, but it's police officer on police officer alleged crime.
Yeah, you told me about that.
Always, always alleged crime.
And by the way, Tom and I are supposed to go to the Bahamas.
That's right.
He was supposed to go December 15th.
Okay.
I'm going December 18th. All right. He just sent me a text today that the judge changed the schedule. Now he can't go until December 18th. He's very bitter.
at the earliest.
At the early. So you may, are you gonna? You may even flake on me. You might not even
post.
You may
duff.
No, I'll be there. I'll be there for the 18th because I'm trying the case with one of my other attorneys. So I'll bail on them.
Okay.
Can't you ask for a continuance? Isn't that something?
I totally slept on it. The judge said, we'll go into next Tuesday. And I was like, all right, no biggie.
Look at the barrister Valdez over there.
Yeah, you need a paralegal?
No.
All right, so Tom, now you own your own law firm. So do you hand out bonuses to your other attorneys? I think you've got three other on the payroll.
Yeah, I guess I'm a dinosaur in that respect. I still do. I think they really appreciate it. It's not huge. It's not life-altering, but it probably pays for a couple Christmas presents and makes an otherwise slow season, expensive season, more palatable.
Yeah. Tom likes to just hand out money.
Who doesn't? And if you have it.
He's always got like 3 or 4K, just walking around 3 or 4K.
You going to announce that? Yeah. You put that out there?
I mean, come on. Why are you doing that? You're blowing up his spot.
I just get jealous. I get very jealous. All right, so Tom, good luck in the trial, and hopefully you can get down to Atlantis the same day I'm there.
I will be there. Looking forward to it. Happy holidays to the Junks.
All right, same to you, Esquire. Lots of blackjack. Mooney. Tom Mooney, be clutch.
Hey, Tom, lots of blackjack. Lots of blackjack.
You know it. You know it. See you guys.
All right. Let's sneak in Billy. Billy got a nice bonus from the looks of it. What's up, Billy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, yeah, I've been with a company for 4 years, and we've gotten 10 grand a year.
10 grand per?
Yep.
Each year?
Each year.
What do you do? What do you do for the company?
I'm not going to say.
All right. Sales? Say sales.
Yeah. You're a consultant.
Yeah, you're a consultant, exactly. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, congrats to you. That's 10K more than he's getting.
Is that a big humble brag? He wants everyone in the DMV to know that he just got an extra 10K.
Yeah, per year.
We did ask for it.
Right.
Yeah, we asked the caller.
But he offered zero detail.
And you know what? He's got a top secret job.
I mean, he could have lied.
Didn't we used to get a little bit of a bonus type thing before the merger?
Before CBS Radio bailed?
Yeah, because I remember we'd always log on our account. And there'd be like an extra $1,000 in there.
I don't know. You might be.
No, the vested options.
Oh, well, I don't count that. I'm talking about straight cash payment.
Hey, for us peons, it was a lot of money.
Hey, I would like some of that too. Splash a few chips in my account, but I'm not going to hold my breath. I don't think it's going to happen. Haven't heard any word. I haven't seen an email in the company email about some sort of pending bonus. Here's a bonus for the listener. Yeah. We're going to talk some Army-Navy next.
Yeah, big game this weekend.
With
up in
Coach
Philly.
Ken Niumatalolo, Army-Navy this week. We'll talk with Ken next.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the show, Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Happy now to welcome in on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, Ken Niumatalolo, head coach of Navy, as they take on Army this Saturday at 3 p.m. on CBS. Yep, it's that time of the year. It's Army-Navy. It's looming. Coach Ken, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
We are doing well.
Thanks for getting up so early, man. What time do you get up? You get a workout in early?
Normally I do. You know, this week we're
I'll get in and after, but normally I get up early and, you know, get our workout in. But our staff's more of an early morning staff. As the week goes on, I sleep in a little bit more, but Mondays get up at 3, and kind of as the week goes on, I get up later and later.
So this is, I mean, I can't believe this is your 22nd Army-Navy game as an assistant and a head coach. 22nd. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, it's been a ton of years, you know. Fortunately, most of them have been great experiences, had some down ones, but great memories. Think of great players, guys that have gone on to do great things. But, yeah, it has been a long time.
You've won the majority of those. You've won the majority of those.
Fortunately, yes. Fortunately, yeah. We won way more than we've lost. And but, again, as I think about those games, I think about all the great players, guys that I see now that are serving our country, guys that have gotten out. Fathers, husbands. It's a really cool deal.
Yeah, Coach Ken, how much do you dive into the history of this game that dates back to November 29th, 1890? Wow. Dates to the 1800s,
that's,
this game.
That's crazy.
Yeah, obviously there's great history and tradition to this game. You know, I've been here so long, it feels like I'm a part of the history of this game. But I just, you know, you respect the game. You see all the people that have played in it. I've met so many former players that have played in this game. And there's a great reverence for this game, and you know that is not lost to me as I'm the head coach here. Just try to make sure that our guys recognize, you know, how special it is to play in this game. You know, ultimately we're trying to win the football game, and you know we're playing between the white lines. But there are many things that I want our guys to take away from this great experience.
Mm. Well, first of all, congratulations on the season. 9 wins coming on the heels of a 3-win season. You guys struggled last year, but 9 wins this year. Your only losses are Memphis and Notre Dame. And Malcolm Perry, man, just talk about this kid. 1,500 yards. He ran for 19 touchdowns. Great fantasy season, Cakes. 1,500 yards and 19 scores.
Yep, you love that.
Also threw for 6. So he's only the second player in school history to run for 1,000 and throw for 1,000 the same year. Had a great season. He's just fun to watch. So quick, so dynamic. Talk about Malcolm Perry for a little bit.
Well, it shows you what kind of coach I am. I mean, as a sophomore, we started him late in the season. In his first game that he started, I think it was like the game before the Army game. I mean, he rushed for 275 yards in his first start. Mm. And then the Army game, you know, we lost. But he rushed for 250 yards. You know, we missed a field goal late, you know, that we could have won the game. And so the next year, you know, I was a little wishy-washy in who the quarterback should be and kind of went back forth. I don't think I did any of the quarterbacks who played that year in service, but I think back like, wait a minute, this guy rushed for almost 600 yards in 2 games and I benched him. So this year we're like, you know what, we're going to ride him. Let's structure the offense around him. Let's do things that play to his strengths. He worked really hard on his passing in the off season. I knew he had a chance when I saw him working out in the summer. And he had grabbed a couple of his teammates, and they're throwing by themselves. Uh-huh. I just knew that he had the leadership. But his leadership, his work ethic, obviously he's got all the ability. He's been phenomenal. And our team just follows his leadership.
Did he do a lot of working out on the offseason and throwing the ball? Did he really improve that much throwing the ball?
He did.
Yeah.
He worked a lot on his throwing game. You know, we hired Billy Ray Stutzman, who came from Hawaii. And Billy was able to also help us with some ideas, passing concepts, but also just fundamentally, you know, he's helped us. Coach Jasper, who coaches them, is, you know, one of the best coaches around. I think he's put in the work. You know, obviously we don't throw the ball 50 times like everybody else. But we've been way more explosive, I think, this year just because of him throwing. And when, you know, people can make the mistake to drop everybody to try to cover people and, then you give the fourth option of him running the ball, which is, you know, been really good for us. But he's worked really hard in his passing game.
And, Coach, part of that success of the offense is your offensive line staying intact throughout the season. What has that meant to Navy's success? And is center forward Higgins as intense and as amped up all the time as he looks on the field?
Yes. And I've told people that I got to stop looking at him, you know, during the game because, you know, every fourth down, you know, I'm, you know, trying to think about things that I'm looking at, and he's yelling at me, go for it, we can make it. Ford, we're on a 19-yard line, we can make it. No, he doesn't say it. I mean, I just told him, You know, I love his excitement. You know, I mean, he's a great young man. We moved him a couple years ago to center because we've always felt like the center is the brings the way that the mentality of your center permeates to the rest of your line. He played tackle for us, and he's moved in there, and I think he's been awesome in there. We have two other seniors that have been great, Dave Forney, Kendall Wright, and two juniors in Billy Honaker and Peter Nesterwitz. But the offensive line is about cohesion, playing together. It's the one position on the team that you have to play as a unit, and everybody's on the same page. And our offensive line has been great this year.
So let's get back to the rivalry. Like I mentioned earlier, this is your 22nd, and it really you got to throw the records out the window, man. I mean, it doesn't matter how good or bad each team, you know each other so well. Most of these games are so tight. I mean, it's rarely a blowout. Maybe once every 5-6 years it's a blowout. Last time it was a true blowout was when you guys beat them 34-17, 2013. But just talk about the preparation for Army. You know, Army struggled this year, as you know. They had some injuries. They were projected to be a 9 or 10-win season, only got 5. But just talk about the preparation each year for this. Like I said, mirror images of each other. Obviously, the players know each other very well. Coaches know each other. But just talk about the prep that goes in for this particular game each year.
Yeah, and just, you know, and 3 years ago when, you know, we lost to them for the first time in 14 years, we had 1 week of preparation. It's the first time ever just because we played in the AAC championship. But not only did Temple beat us that year, but they beat us up pretty good. I mean, we lost our Will Worth, our starting quarterback, and Antonio Gullion on one play. And then we lost another slot back, we lost 5 starters in that game and another starter during the week. And so, you know, the preparation part definitely helps if you have more time to prepare for it, which team is healthier. And a lot of it's by luck. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, like, I mean, they didn't feel sorry for us when we, you know, we couldn't call them that weekend. Hey, can we postpone this? We got 6 guys hurt. We had to play them in a week and vice versa. Obviously, they've had some injuries this year, but, you know, unfortunately, it's part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
But you prepare for the S's and O's, which is always part of it. But it's also the mental part of it that you got to prepare your kids for. You know, there are always people that want to come and speak to our team, and they're well-wishing and very prominent people in the military to want to come and speak. But our kids know what time it is. You know, we don't need 18 motivational speeches. More than anything, we just try to make sure we're prepared for the game between the white lines, because there's so many other stuff about this game, the pageantry and all this stuff outside the white lines that you can't focus on any of that. You got to worry about this game. But I think about last year. So last year was their best team they've had in a long time. They're 11-2.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we were down, you know, 3-10 or 3-9 going into that game. We had the ball late in the fourth quarter, driving with the chance to win the game.
I know. I remember. I was watching it.
So
we lost by a touchdown.
You have to throw out the record books, and you just got to focus on this game. The past doesn't matter. The season doesn't matter. It's about who plays the best on the fourth team. And that's been our mindset. You know, we've been working really hard. You know, we would have loved to have played in the AAC championship game, but the way things worked out, we're grateful we had that extra week of preparation.
Yeah.
We're joined by Navy head coach Ken Niumatalolo. Navy takes on Army this Saturday, 3 p.m. on CBS. Let's talk about, obviously, the most important aspect of this game, the most important element, the uniforms. You guys are wearing throwbacks that are going to celebrate the two Heisman Trophy winners from Navy from the early 60s, Joe Bellino, who won in 1960, and obviously Roger Staubach, who won in 1963. Talk about the look this upcoming Saturday for you guys.
Well, we've gotten rave reviews on it. You know, people are really excited. You know, to be able to, you know, be able to have this to honor Roger Staubach and Joe Bellino, two of the greatest players that have ever played here, two of the greatest college football players. I mean, I think it's a great tribute to them. But I think it's kind of cool because, you know, you have our kids that obviously weren't around when they played, but they love the uniforms. You know, just I think the throwback deal, you know, Under Armour has done an awesome job in making our uniforms. But our kids are excited. And to be able, again, to be able to pay tribute to two of the greatest Navy football players is a really fitting tribute.
Coach, before we let you go, just kind of touch on the bowl game. New Year's Eve, down in Memphis, the Liberty Bowl. You'll be taking on Kansas State. Chris Klieman, their coach, won 4 FCS national championships in North Dakota State. All right, so he knows what he's doing. Talk about that. And Kansas State beat Oklahoma. They beat Iowa State. They can play.
Well, you know, I've gotten to know Chris. We're on the AFCA. We're on the Board of Trustees. And so I was able to meet him, and he's a wonderful man. Obviously, his, as you said, his record and his reputation precedes himself. I mean, all the wins that he had there. And, you know, they played against Georgia Southern there, too, so they have a clue how to play the option. You know, we're ecstatic to be back in a bowl game, but, you know, when you hear that it's Kansas State, like, oh, no, not them.
Yeah.
You know, just because he's a tough, hard-nosed coach. And like you said, somebody said, I think is a really telling stat, they're the only team that's beaten somebody that's playing in the playoffs.
Right.
And that's
that's right.
So we know they're a really good team, and that's going to be a tough challenge for us, but we'll be looking forward to it.
Coach Ken, thanks as always for taking time out of your busy schedule. Best of luck against Army this weekend. You know, we're pulling for you over here.
You're the man, Coach. Right. Appreciate
it, buddy. All right, guys. Thanks for having me again.
Yep.
Take care.
That's Navy head coach Ken Niumatalolo.
I'll just say, Coach Ken is just a nice dude.
He's a good dude. Good
never,
guy.
Never met him.
Never met him personally.
Would love to. Maybe Pedro can bring me down there one day. Just want to say hi to him, shake his hand, but I love talking to him.
I mean, Pedro can give you all the access you want.
Oh, yeah.
Pedro owns Annapolis.
Yeah, it'll only take me 2 hours to get home.
That's his spot.
But I would love to sit down and say hi to Coach Ken.
Very good. So thanks again to Coach Ken, and we are pulling for Navy to get that dub this weekend. When we come back, we'll be joined by Rick Snyder, 106.7 The Fan, columnist. We'll talk Nats and the Strasburg signing and whether they'll also sign Anthony Rendon next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.